Good morning, everybody. Welcome again to the School Law CLE Conference, and thank you very much, Greg, and to everybody at UT for all the work that they do to help us create a successful conference year after year. My name is Gianna Ortiz. As Greg said, I practice employee-side school law in Arlington, for those of you who have not had a chance to meet yet. And also for those of you, please come to my table right here in the front row and introduce yourself. I would love to meet everybody here. It is my privilege and pleasure to introduce our first speaker today, someone who needs no introduction in this room. We are fortunate, and our evaluations from this course reflect that year after year, he is one of our favorites, and we're fortunate that he continues to agree to show up early in the morning to give us a commissioner decision update. Mr. Mark Tilley.
All right. Thank you, Gianna. Thank you for inviting me back. Try and make some room up here. Okay. Thank you, Gianna. It says here to do that, so thank you. Good morning, everybody. It's great to be with you again. It's an honor to be invited back to this conference. Thank you to Dean Smith and the staff at UT Law CLE. They are great to work with, and they always put on a really great event. It has been quite a week, hasn't it? It was Lunar New Year. We had Super Bowl Sunday. We had Mardi Gras. I understand yesterday was Valentine's Day. And now it's the 39th annual School Law Conference. Can we get excited about that? Yes. All right. What better way to keep the celebration going than with some continuing legal education? So laissez-les commissioner update roulez. Let's go. Does this work, or do I need to push something else? Maybe I push the space bar and that'll work. I don't know. Maybe not. A word about your materials. We have summarized a selection of decisions, but they all appear on a chart in the back of the paper. It's on around page 23 or so. In the chart, there's an asterisk. That means there's a summary up above in the paper. Thanks to my colleagues Sarah Orman and Nico Nemeth, who review the decisions as we receive them and summarize them. There were 55 commissioner decisions in 2023, and here is the breakdown. There were 5 termination decisions, 4 non-renewal decisions, and 46 local grievances. I am sorry to report that there were no detachment and annexation cases this year. Last year's decision on that was so exciting, it's going to have to last us for a couple years. But there were 5 cheerleader-related decisions. So there we go. Nearly 10% of our decisions were cheerleader-related. So banner year for that. I learned how to animate this year. Here's the trend over the last 13 years. I would say we are definitely, things are on the rise, and you'll see why in a moment. Here's where you can go to find all the decisions I'm going to talk about this morning. The agency does a great job of keeping this database up to date, so if you put 2023 in the year and then search, it'll bring all these cases up. So if you're not online shopping right now, please feel free to pull up decisions and follow along. I'm kidding. I know you can multitask. Okay. The Commissioner of Education has limited jurisdiction over appeals of decisions made by school boards. There are basically 2 avenues to appeal a school board's decision to the Commissioner of Education. Both are in the Education Code. Chapter 21 for certain employment actions, including terminations and non-renewals. And Chapter 7 for local grievances. And we're going to start with Chapter 21 appeals. So, teachers, as defined by the Education Code, can file a petition for review with the commissioner if a school board acts to terminate or non-renew what we call Chapter 21 contracts. I'm going to get back to basics. I looked at the list of attendees and the people involved in some of these grievances, and there's a lot of new faces. So forgive me for you old folks. There's going to be a lot of review in here, but subchapter G of chapter 21 and 19 Administrative Code, chapter 157, subchapters AA and BB are the statute and rules that set out the appeals process. And these appeals are what the commissioner refers to as short timeline cases, because the process is a series of short and very strict timelines. Specifically, for Chapter 21 appeals, you want to look at Rule 157.